This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A reasonably quick read of the energy headlines today tells you that the already sketchy natural gas situation in Europe is going to get sketchier as the Europeans seem to have come to terms on an EU-wide voluntary cut in natural gas use through next spring. The Russian state energy company Gazprom is saying that starting tomorrow, it's going to deliver through the much-discussed Nord Stream 1 pipeline just a fifth, 20%, of that pipeline's capacity. And you think, not without reason, the Russians are doing it, using energy as a geopolitical cudgel, specifically against Germany, because they can, because of all the sanctions. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, this is a political story that is all about the economy.
Last year, Russia supplied more than half of Germany's natural gas, which Daniel Fried, former U.S. ambassador to Poland in the Clinton administration, says is too much.
People, including myself, were warning the Germans about excessive dependence on Russia as a source for natural gas.
The Germans paid no mind and are now facing the consequences, he says. And now Vladimir Putin is using natural gas as a weapon, driving its price sky high.
The question is, can Germany in particular, Europe in general, find enough extra gas to mitigate the sting of what Russia's doing, which is choking them?
The Germans are bringing in four floating liquefied natural gas import terminals that they hope will be operational this year. Christine Berzina at the German Marshall Fund says, generally speaking, German citizens support weaning the country off of Russian oil and gas. Right now, the German middle class is footing the bill.
As long as they are okay with paying this, the foreign policy can stand. The question is, how crazy do the prices get before foreign policy changes?
It's not just household bills that German politicians have to worry about. Margarita Balmaceda teaches international relations at Seton Hall University.
The larger issue is the consequences it's having for different industries.
She says some German chemical companies have had to cancel orders because they're not confident their customers will cover the added cost of natural gas. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.